Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
Oh, it is time for another live edition of the Video Game Review. Great to have you with us. What is going on in your video game world? My name is Rick Tittle. Nice to have you with us wherever you're listening, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Great to be on The Voice on AFN. I'm a fan of the troops listening in 500 outlets, 177 countries. And normally we talk sports on Sports Byline USA and SB Nation Radio, except for this 1 hour. So it's actually 6 days and 23 hours a week of sports talk. I don't make video games. I don't design them. This isn't just sports video games. It's all video games. I'm a gamer like you. And for me, there's one thing and one thing only that has me give a thumbs up on a video game, and that's the fun factor. You can be very impressive with pixel rates and frames per second and famous actors and all the hype getting a commercial in the Super Bowl or whatever. That doesn't mean you're a good game. And just because you're low budge doesn't mean it's a bad game, and vice versa. So let's just try to sift through everything. We are in the golden age of video games. They've never been more ubiquitous, prevalent. Everybody's got something going on. It's funny, the other day I interviewed the Lebanese comedian Nemer, and we both said that we were going to play video games as long as we were alive. Why would we stop? I firmly believe that life would only be half as good without video games. So I want to hear from you, though. What's good with you? What's bad? We don't always agree on everything. We all have our own tastes. So what do you think is overhyped or underhyped? What have you been playing this weekend? We'll do it together at the line that is toll-free. Sign on the line that is dotted. 1-800-878-PLAY. Once again, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 7529. That works all over USA, Mexico, and Canada, where there are happy about that for sure. And also around the world, 0-0-800-878-PLAY. You can always listen to the programs coming through sportsbyline.com. Just click listen live and email is rick@sportsbyline.com. That'll be the cheat code at the end of the show. SBNationLive.com. Strolling through that website through Houston as well. And the TuneIn Radio app, the iHeartRadio app. Stitcher has podcasts of the broadcast as well. And CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel, tune your cable provider. We'll give a game away, cheat codes, release dates, all that and more. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
The Video Game Review.
Welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, downtown San Francisco, and home studios of Sports Byline, by the way. At 40 after, we give away a brand new game every show. Did I explain that? I might have been remiss there. Also, a cheat code at the end of the show, send your request. It's usually for an older game at 1-800-878-PLAY. Oh, Rick at sportsbyline.com. By the way, just to let you know, we are going to talk a little bit about Season 6 of Fortnite, which is out right now, and we will definitely get to that. And I'll give you some pretty interesting stats on it as well. But one little story from the behind the scenes about when you it's one thing to lose cash. You know, it's sort of like when you go out and you had like $100 in your wallet and the next morning you have five and you go, did I? What happened? You go, oh yeah, and then the beers and the hot dogs and the pizza. Okay. But sometimes you just get filched, which is a terrible feeling. But the case of Gearbox CEO Randy Pitchford, he had millions of dollars stolen from him by his former personal assistant, a guy named John Wright Martin. I was reading about this in Game Rant. Martin hired Pitchford back in 2014. His salary was $45,000 a year. Then, a year later, Martin was given access to Pitchford's Amex account. And then it kicked off the spending spree. During the spree, Martin bought designer clothes and jewelry and a house. The house cost $519,000. This is an American Express business account. And this is the kind of thing that, for me, I always feel like, you know, there's nothing new under the sun. I heard it all. I didn't know you could buy a house with a credit card. $519,000? I mean, that's really crazy. So that's why when I saw that, I was like, yeah, that, how do you not notice? How do you not notice? Martin also forged his wife Christie's name onto multiple business and personal checks for $73,000. And he bought art pieces. So what's funny is that some of the stuff that he did, he made tens of thousands of dollars worth of donations to many charities. He once went to a bar and he said, "Drinks are on me." And that came out to $657. But what happened was Pitchford eventually received notice that they didn't have enough money to make payroll, which prompted them to contact Martin, who had stopped working for them 2 years ago, to pursue a career in interior design. And then Martin claimed that he had mixed up his own personal account with Pitchford's, and he goes, "Oh yeah, I'll pay you back." And so they signed a 6-page agreement that Martin would repay back, which they believed at the time was $768,000. And so Martin wrote a check for that, and the check bounced. And Pitchford said that he wished that all the money was there, but they kept finding more stuff, and now he says the total is really more than $3 million. Since that time, Martin has gone missing. He did not complete his court-ordered community service, check-ins with a supervising officer. He's been AWOL. So he's now today had a warrant issued for his arrest. And he wrote a $76,000 check for a new car. And they took it and he drove off and then the check bounced. So this to me sounds like some sort of GTA 5 cheat. It's just like get everything you want and then you won't get into trouble. But hopefully Gearbox is able to get some of the money back. I mean, millions of dollars stolen is very stressful, but they're getting ready to release Borderlands 3. And you're wondering about Gearbox, if that sounds familiar. Gearbox is actually out of Frisco, Texas, and started in the late 90s. And they were the ones, if you've seen it, they took Half-Life and ported that to consoles. So when you play, like when I was playing it on the PS2 and the PS3, the Half-Life, Half-Life 2, Episode 1, Episode 2, the Orange Box. Remember, I've always said the greatest shiny disc value ever. You got Half-Life 2, Episode 1, Episode 2. You got Portal and you got Team Fortress 2. That was all on one disc. And so you saw Valve, but you also saw Gearbox because they were the ones doing the port. They also acquired the license fees for Duke Nukem, Aliens, Colonial Marines as well. And then they came out, I mean, Brothers in Arms, you might remember that gear, that game, which I remember reviewing that in March of 2005. Yes, I've been doing the show since 2002. So then they licensed Unreal Engine 2-3. They got that from Epic Games. Brothers in Arms, Hell Highway. The thing about the Brothers in Arms game, and back then I did love the World War II first-person shooters, is that it had this cockamamie scheme where if somebody was undercover, there was a little like disc over their head. And if it was red, that means that you couldn't see them. And then when it got to green, then you could see them and pop up. But the thing was, if there was a red disc over their head as they were drawing cover behind a stone wall in a hedge grove in Normandy, then they're not really drawing cover. I never understood that. You knew exactly where everyone was. You had a disc floating over your head at all time. Duke Nukem Forever, Battleborn, some of the others. But still, if you look at Decay, Opposing Force, Blue Shift, these were all Half-Life games. And back in the day, those were Linux and Mac OS, and then taking it to the PS2. We had Tony Hawk on the show in 2002. That was for his Windows game, Pro Skater 3. That's when Tony Hawk was appearing at the Shoreline Amphitheater here on the peninsula in the San Francisco Bay Area. And he said on the show, "You want not sour grapes, this is really funny." He said, "Hey, why don't you come down, come backstage, hang out, play some video games, have a beer." And I was like, "Oh, okay." And I go, "Can I bring a friend?" He goes, "Absolutely." So I have one friend who loves Tony Hawk. And I said, "So Tony Hawk wants us to come backstage." He goes, "Oh, I can't believe it." So he sat in traffic for like 3 hours. We got there And we got to the front, and it was two general admission tickets. And the last thing I was going to do is like, no, me and Tony is tight. But anyway, getting back to the whole gearbox thing, it's a couple lessons to be learned there. One of them is you can buy a house with a credit card. The other one is that a reminder to everyone that the video game industry is more lucrative and makes more money than the motion picture industry. And the other day somebody's saying, well, what about, you know, Netflix? And you know, Netflix, which I love, we all do, but it's like a pyramid scheme. All they are is they're in billions of dollars in debt, but everybody gets paid, you know? And so then there's new content. As long as there's new content, Netflix will survive. If they ever stopped, then everybody would want to collect, and then Netflix would end. And Netflix would be the most in-debt company that you have ever seen. So, and I do like Gearbox, by the way. And if it can happen to a Gearbox guy, it can definitely happen. But, I mean, somebody buys a house and you don't notice. That's when you, either you're a little bit dumb or you just have complete faith in a guy. And I don't want to judge Randy Pitchford because, quite honestly, I don't know who he is. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll come on back. Talk a little Fortnite on the other side.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
The Video Game Review.
Welcome back to the Video Game Review. Great to have you with us. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, SB Nation, Sports Byline, American Forces Network. Coming up in the next segment, we will give away a brand new game, as we always do, and I'll let you know what the new game is coming out this week. And, of course, we're getting close to some big releases as we get into the fall, especially around the Black Friday. But, interestingly enough, as we now have Fortnite 6.0 or 1.80, the Season 6 and all the patches, and we'll talk about it. Think about Fortnite. It's free to play, obviously. And that's a good thing. There are 125 million players worldwide right now. 3 million concurrent users, usually at any time. There are 3 million people doing it. YouTube videos, 17 billion on Fortnite. Let me say that again, 17 billion. Hours on Twitch, as I speak, 557 million hours on Twitch that has been watched on Fortnite. The most concurrent viewers of all time, Ninja and Drake, got 600,000 people watching at the same time. The estimated amount that Epic has making a month is $300 million a month on Fortnite. And the in-game purchases so far have been over $1 billion for Fortnite. $1 billion. So in a study of 1,000 Fortnite players of all walks in life, shapes, and sizes, some interesting things have found out. 69% say they spend money on the game, which I think is extremely high. I didn't know anybody spent money on the game. 69%. 35% of students said that they did cut class so they could play. 35. And then people who have jobs, 20% of people who had jobs said that they have taken a day off or missed work so that they could play Fortnite. The funny thing is for me, and I do love shooters, is that I'm not a huge fan. It's just a little bit too cartoony for me, and I don't like the combat. I don't think the combat is crisp. When you're playing games like Battlefield Bad Company 2, Battlefield 4, Battlefield 1, even COD games, and when you drop a sight and shoot, you want the person to go down. But I do understand why it is fun. So the update 6.0, this is on PS4. And that means PS4 now is playing with everybody. So a couple of new features from the patch that has come out. There's been a rare crash that occurred when people taking focus off the game. It's like if you're going to do alt tabbing. That has been fixed. But some new features. Shadow stones. You know, consumable, typically found around corrupted areas of the map. Using a shadow stone will apply the shadow form for a brief period, and then while you're in that, you're unable to use weapons, but you do become invisible to enemies when you're stationary. Now, when you run, you leave a shadow trail behind, so you're really not that invisible anymore. But you gain increased movement speed, jump height, fall damage, immunity as well. And you can now, in this patch, gain a new ability called Phase, which can be activated by pressing the primary fire button. And Phase propels you in the direction you are facing and allows you to pass through objects. So the effect lasts for 45 seconds, and you can get out of it early if you hold down your alt fire or aim down sights. They also have the vaulted impulse grenade, suppressed submachine gun, light submachine gun, bouncer and remote explosions, and all the weapons added to the vault and patch 6.0. will be still available in playgrounds. Add a momentum functionality to grapplers when hitting a moving object like a vehicle or a player. The momentum will be added to your launch force. And this only happens when the momentum will give you a net gain. You can't lose momentum from it. So the grappler charges reduce from 15 to 10. Some damage tweaks as well. Double barreled damage reduced by about 20%. Dual pistol loot drop chance from 1.49% to 0.88%. You know, these are the kind of things that I mean, they were changed because they felt they had to tweak. And somebody thought 1.49% was too high. Let's, you know, have it down to about 0.88. It's pretty amazing when you think about it. New locations, obviously the one everyone wants to see is the floating island. Also, corrupted areas, cornfields, haunted castle, which I wanted to check out as well. And then, by the way, when I did drop in, I dropped in right in the Pleasant Park the last time I played. You can choose your control bindings as well. Console impulse, input-based matchmaking as well. So players using a keyboard and a mouse on a PS4 can be put into a PC matchmaking pool, which I think is interesting. Storm circle changes, Safe Zone 4 reduced from 90 seconds to 80. The thing is, I don't know about you, but whenever it says, oh, get out of the storm and I run, the storm's faster than I can run. And I'm like, what's the use if I can't do it? But some performance improvement, optimized texture binding, rendering code on the Nintendo Switch. And I've been seeing that they're pushing a Switch bundle, by the way, with Fortnite. Improved performance and memory for Android devices running Vulkan. And by the way, on my iPhone 7, it runs better than you would think, but it's still hard to play when you're using your thumbs on a glass screen. It's better than I thought, but it's still a bit wonky. Players now have an option in the locker to select their preferred music choice. And if you get the Season 6 Battle Pass, you can do that. This is when people start forking out money. Footsteps will decrease in pitch the farther they are from you and increase the higher they are above you. The volume of the footsteps blocked by terrain, buildings, or player shift structures has been increased as well. You can also listen to the glider sounds better before. And then adding a Doppler pitch to the gliding audio. And that kind of creates the car passing by or train passing by. That's your Doppler. Or another thing would be like maybe a French siren. There's a little Doppler for you live on the radio. There's an updated locker layout to fit more type items. There's art and animation improvements, especially to the storm visualization, rain, lightning. It'll increase as the storm intensifies. For replays, replay playback speed can be adjusted with a controller when the replay and the HUD is there. Save the world new features. And enabling the multi-factor authentication in your Epic account will grant the following in the Save the World: 50 armory slots, 10 backpack slots, 1 legendary troll stash llama. So your missions and systems, you level up and evolve your favorite items during the Cram Session mini event. Mini boss mission alerts are active, up to 10, can compete. Added 4 quest lines, each of which has 10 stages that grant increasingly better one-time reward of competition, hero, schematic, survivor, XP, evolution materials, perk ups, or gold. And also just some more performance. There was a hitch when you equipped an ability that uses a placement indicator. That was fixed. The pickup message, the equipped item widget, hero feedback audio, initial tutorial levels, and then the first storm shield defense. All those tweaks have been there. Heroes, the event store will feature Mega Base Kyle for the duration of the Cram Session. And then some more weapons, Rat-a-Tat machine pistol to the weekly store. That is a fast-firing automatic pistol. By the way, I got to shoot a Glock 18 the last time I was in Nevada. 1,200 rounds per minute, and it's just burst. That thing will fly right out of your hand. The weekly store will also have some returning items, like the hydraulic pulverizer hammer is back as well. And then in gameplay, when enemies attack player-built structures from a close range, a red outline of the enemy will be visible through the wall, so you'll be able to spot them a little bit easier. And then there are tons of Battle Royale bug fixes. People were having a problem with the grappler using a launch pad, the timing of the heavy sniper reload. I'm always amazed, though, if I'm sniping from a roof. You say, well, you play a lot, Rick, for someone who doesn't love it. I don't love it. I was trying to give it a go. Give it a go, mate. that, you know, when you can see the bullet go, I don't know. It's just a little bit more, like I said, just a little bit more cartoony is what it is. So the Fortnite fans been wondering a long time about the theme of season 6, and Battle Royale is going to embrace its spookier side with the haunted map and some evil energy as well. The Shadow Stones are kind of a cool addition to the game, although some people have said that those were turned off. There's still some issues that they're working on. But if you think about it, the 6.0 update listed as a 1.80 version on PS4, but you're also getting it on the One, the Switch, the PC, and mobile as well. So, as I said, $300 million a month, $1 billion already spent on it. And as I mentioned in the earlier segment about how the video game industry makes more than the motion picture industry, when you hear numbers like that just from one game, now, of course, this game has taken over the world, but still just from one game, that kind of gives you a better idea. Show me the movie that has made $1 billion. I mean, has Star Wars and its life even reached that yet? All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. Come on back. We'll give away a game and also let you know the new games. Your calls, 1-800-878-PLAY.
This online bank was foreclosing on us. They even had documents that I signed for a home equity loan, only I didn't. What a nightmare.
She's the victim of a devastating crime called mortgage fraud. Your home's title and mortgage are kept online, where thieves, foreign and domestic, hack them. It's simple. They forge your title and borrow every penny of equity you have in your home, like this police officer.
I know about title fraud. So I registered with Home Title Lock and discovered some thief had already taken over title. Thank God I found out in time.
No bank, identity theft program, or insurance protects you. Home Title Lock will. For pennies a day, Home Title Lock puts a barrier around your home's title and mortgage. The instant it detects tampering, they're on it, helping to shut it down. Find out if you're already a victim of title fraud. Get your $100 search free with sign up. Visit HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
The Video Game Review.
Roger.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. And it's 40 after, so it's time we give away the brand new game and send your answers. Yes, that's right. We used to do it over the phone for years and years. Now we do it through email. It's just cleaner. It makes for cleaner radio. Then me going, Phil in New Brownsville, Texas, what's the answer? Let's go to Larry in Henderson, Nevada. Larry, what do you say? We're sorry. If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and call again. That type of thing. You know what I was thinking? Like, I've already put in my pre-order for Battlefield 5, but Fallout 76 is coming out November 14th, so I need to get some cash in on that. And also, Red Dead 2, Call of Duty, they're going to send here, knock on wood. They always have, and that's good for you as well because I give that game away. But I hate it when I forget, and then I got to wait forever for the game. All right. As I said, it's beginning of the third segment. Let's give away a brand new game, and that game is Guacamelee 2 for the PS4 and the PC. I have it here for the PS4. And it's funny. I was reading a review by Kyle Hilliard, and he said that he didn't know he wanted a sequel to Guacamelee until he started playing this. That's kind of a good way to look at it. Guacamelee 2 picks up 7 years after the original game's end. Juan is a family man now, raising his children with his wife. She's working on her dissertation. His life is different, but the gameplay remains the same. Juan is thrust back into the hero role, exploring a connected world, fighting enemies, and finding new abilities to unlock new routes. So the question is this an adventure game? Or is this a game about puppies with a Z? Let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com. Is Guacamelee 2 about adventure? Or is it about puppies? Just let me know. Juan, by the way, in Guacamelee 2 also learns the ability early on to jump between the worlds of the living and the dead whenever he wants. So the level layout does not change when you swap, but the platforms may disappear and the areas that were safe may become lethal and vice versa. And this leads to some very engaging challenges as you swap between the dimensions, avoiding danger and doing some high-speed platforming as well. Very precise controls, building up big combos against your enemies, and then you unlock stuff as you you go along. But along with the dimension swapping, Juan can turn into a chicken. Why would he do that? Well, that's how you get into tunnels. Aha. Now, here's the thing. The chicken can do everything. The chicken can fight and jump and all that. He's just a lot weaker than when Juan is in chicken form. But still, the world littered with tons of platforming challenges. And that's why the replayability factor in this is extremely high. So I know people like to say the Metroid formula, and it is kind of, but when we say the Metroid formula, we're talking about the early days of Metroid, not Metroid Prime or any of that, more like NES Metroid. But this game definitely, I mean, it stands apart. The upgrades will change the way you fight and navigate the world. As always, it's a little bit weird, but it is fun. So Guacamelee 2 for the PS4, that is the game this week that we are giving away. Best of luck to everybody trying to get in. All right, speaking of Red Dead, there's an interesting report I saw about it. And as I said, I have to get this game too. And it's like, well, you know, you're looking at about 80 hours of gameplay. Well, then there's two other games. I just wish, and this will never happen, these games always seem to come out in the fall. And then sometimes we have long summers or we have other parts in the spring. And can't somebody pay? And people say, well, that's not when people are spending their money. They're spending their money for the holidays. I get that. I would like to see somebody, and it happens now and then, but I'd like to see somebody, and not a sports title, but an actual adventure game come out and put it out in a week that's supposed to be a dead week, Like 4th of July, oh my gosh, 4th of July is such a dead week for new releases. Why? Because everybody's on vacation and no one wants to spend the money. But I'm telling you, you're looking at a summer where you're playing these games like, oh, if there would only be a new game. Instead, everything coming out at the same time, it doesn't always work the same way. But anyway, getting back to Red Dead, when it does come out, it's going to require a huge download. Now, I've always been a little bit, or an install, I guess I should say. I've always been a little bit, taken aback by the install. It used to be, you know, in the early days of CD-ROM, you would install an entire game, right? You would install an entire game, and then you wouldn't have to use the disc anymore, right? Or there were games where you just use the disc, and then that was it. And I understand that, you know, and then they said, well, listen, software piracy, people are taking our games and they're just giving them to somebody else. And then they started coming up with codes. And I remember when I was working in TV in the 90s and everybody was getting Windows 95. That was a new thing. Yeah, I know. I guess I'm old. Everybody was getting Windows 95. And Windows 95 was like $150 a pop. And there was about, I don't know, 40 cubicles for the people outside the TV studio. And they had to buy 40 copies of it. And I was thinking, man, why don't you just use the same disc? They had keys for it. But that's not the way it works. It's like, if you buy, I always thought, if you buy a game, right? If you, or let's just say this. Let's say you buy a book. You buy a book, and then you say, by the way, this book, you don't really own it. This book actually belongs to me still. Don't lend it to a friend. You're not allowed to let a friend read this. But I understand how it works. But anyway, so this is what we do now. Now, a lot of times they dump a lot of this ROM into the RAM, so the game will play faster, which is great. But I don't think I've ever seen this before. It will require a 105 gig install. And wow. Now, this is something that you can kind of spot, if you like, from an ad they had, an ad that is up right now in some stores. So it says, Rockstar Games presents Red Dead Redemption 2, America 1899, the end of the Wild West era has begun. After a robbery goes badly, blah, 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 and explains everything. It's great. And it says, you know, of course, mature 17 plus, rated M, blood and gore, intense violence, nudity, sexual content, strong language, use of drugs and alcohol. 4K TV gaming and more, the most advanced PlayStation system ever. The PS4 Pro is designed to take your favorite PS4 games and add to them with more power for graphics, performance, and features for your 4K HDR TV or 1080p HD TV. Ready to level up. And you say, okay. And then you look in the fine print, and then it says 105 gigs. 105 gigs of dumping the ROM into the RAM. Well, I added and I went over this a couple years ago when I did it. I added another hard drive and got the USB on it, and it's super teeny, and it was less than $100, and it added 2 terabytes. And I thought it would be a pain, but it works like a charm, knock on wood. And whenever I install new games, it just goes directly on it. It doesn't even ask me. And when I play a game, it doesn't say, which drive do you want me to look at? It knows where to go. So it works without a hitch. And I love it. So I'm not worried about it. But the reason I did it is because for too long, this is what happened to me. I had to choose what game I wanted. So I would get a FIFA. Sorry, no room. All right, well, now I got to go delete Steep or, you know, Hot Shots Golf or something. Games I like. But I got to play the other one. Something has to go. You know, oh, I wanted to save that old Call of Duty. Well, nope, I'm not really playing that much anyway. Bye. So, speaking of buy, B-U-Y yourself an extra hard drive before you get Red Dead. Unless you're totally stoked with what you have on your HDR. All right, let's look at the new games this week. Forza Horizon 4 on the Xbox One and the PC as well. Forza Horizon 4 is the fourth entry in the road racing variant of the venerable driving series. Big release, Mega Man 11 on the 4, the PC, the 1, and the Switch. A 2.5D entry in the mainline Mega Man action franchise. I liked Mega Man when he was Rockman, when he was 8-bit. Not a huge fan of how he looks now, but still a good game. Super Mario Party on the Switch. Your party gets supercharged with fun for everyone. 80 new minigames. That always amazes me. How many minigames are we going to do? Let's do 80. All right, balloons are falling, then we pop them. No, we did that already. Assassin's Creed Odyssey. PC, Xbox One, PlayStation 4. Write your own epic odyssey and become a legendary Greek hero in Assassin's Creed Odyssey. Another big release. Valtherian Arc, Hero School Story on the 4 and the Switch. Have you ever wondered where all the power knights and wizards come from? No one is born a hero. It's your job. Fist of the North Star, Lost Paradise on the PS4, based within the world of the beloved Fist of the North Star manga. Fist of the North Star, Lost Paradise is an addition to that. Splash Blast Panic on the Switch, multiplayer party game where you dash, fly, and shoot your opponents with water. Mutant Football League is back for a new season. We've had those guys on the show a few times, blending Monsters Mayhem and good old Roughneck Team Sports. Achtung, Kulhu Tactics, The Forest of Fear. Achtung, Kulhu Tactics is a World War II themed strategic role-playing game. Vertical Drop Heroes on the Switch, a procedural platformer RPG hybrid with roguelike elements. A couple more here. Ultra Space Battle Brawl on the PC. And the way it's written, it looks like it's a little bit of a 8-bit throwback, and they sent me no description. Other than that, it's great. And then finally, Astrobot Rescue Mission on the PS4. This is DLC from PSN. Astrobot Rescue Mission lets you take control of Astro. Alex Bregman? No. The bot captain of a ship on a mission to rescue its lost passengers. So, a pretty big week. As I said, we're getting closer. Obviously, the Mega Man 11 is a big one. Assassin's Creed Odyssey for the people who are fans of that series that have been waiting. Then, of course, Super Mario Party on the Switch is going to be an enormous hit. It's going to sell millions and millions of copies. And then for the racing crowd, you get a new Forza game as well. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll come on back with a cheat code on the other side of the video game review.
Struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. anything to help me with the pain, hey, it makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
The Video Game
Thanks for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. Actually, it's funny. I just got a note. By the way, Rick at sportsbyline.com. Just got a note saying that Epic Games has had to apologize for something that happened in Season 6, which they're going to correct. They said it was embarrassing, and they had breast physics put in, meaning that when the females ran, that their breasts swang back and forth or bounced or what have you. And they said that was completely unintentional. They're supposed to stay completely rigid at all times. We're pretty puritanical here, but they're very embarrassed by that. And they'd like to say, we're sorry. All right. Emails, rick at sportsbyline.com for a cheat code. I have a letter here. An email from Paulie. Paulie Walnuts says, Rick, do you remember the game Exit on the PSP? How do I get to Situation 10? Exit on the PlayStation Portable. To get to Situation 10, first of all, you got to complete Situation 1. Unlock 8 and 9. And then on the title screen, press right down, up left, circle, X, right left. Once again, complete Situation 1, unlock Situations 8 and 9. At the title screen, press right down, up left, circle, X, right and left, and you will get to Situation 10 in Exit. There's some esoteric stuff right there. Very good. Thanks to everyone who tuned in to the video game review. We'll check the emails, get a winner out there on the video game as well. We'll see you next time. I'm Rick Tittle. Happy gaming.